The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, sports fans, and welcome to Dorf on Sports right here on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. So many things happening in the sports world. All kinds of soccer to talk about if you're into that. Lots of NHL hockey playoffs. Down to the Final Four there. Getting kind of good, to be honest with you. NBA playoffs. Oklahoma City Thunder playing the Golden State Warriors. I don't think we could have asked for a better matchup. I know San Antonio had that gaudy record just like the Golden State Warriors have their 73 victories. They had 67. I really think the better matchup is Oklahoma City and Golden State. A lot going on in the sports world. You have the UFC stuff that's happening too. Lots of stuff, literally so many things in every different direction, Jeff. A lot of things going on in the sports world right now.
Absolutely. You know what? Tampa Bay is supposed to be the runaway favorite going into the Final Four. Ben Bishop suffers an injury early. And as far as San Antonio, Golden State not happening is concerned, the better team is the one that wins four or seven games.
That's true. I agree, man. And you know what? San Antonio looked old, man. That's what I think. They looked old, and they got old quick. Game one, they shot 60%. They started out 80%. Ever since that game one, they literally, you know, just didn't have the same stuff. But anyways, I know we're up against it. Got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll get back into it on the other side. He's Jeff Rich. I am the Dorf Man. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
Durant in traffic. Westbrook. Bang! Durant for three. Durant pushes, finds Ibaka. Durant knocks it down. He's got 20. This keeps pouring it on. Durant, count it and one. Blocked by Ibaka. Picked up by Westbrook. Westbrook to Durant and the finish. Oh, a huge turnaround.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Some of the highlights of the Oklahoma City Thunder and probably some of the lowlights for the San Antonio Spurs from that series. But you know what I'm thinking? I learned a lot from that series, Jeff. I don't know about you, but if Russell Westbrook is going to play like that, and I'm talking about the latter stages of that series, Oklahoma City can beat anybody, man. And that's the truth, to be honest with you.
Yeah, and can they do it over the course of a seven-game series after, or did they, exhaust themselves going at San Antonio? It didn't look like it took everything they had. I mean, they had to stave off a comeback, and you kind of expect that in what could have been Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili's last game.
Yeah, I mean, look, it was pretty interesting when you think about it, because Pop went away from everything that he's been doing all season, which was Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge were the guys. Yeah, there was a little transition period. But when push came to shove, he went back to Manu, Parker, Tim Duncan, and somehow they almost got themselves back into the game. And I was sitting there watching. I'm listening to all the so-called experts saying Timmy Duncan can't play in this game anymore and 40 years old, he can't run up and down the floor. I got news for you. He ran up and down the floor pretty well and almost got his team back into it in that final game six of the series. But truth be told, I mean, they just looked old, if you ask me, Jeff. They really did. They looked old. They looked worn down. They had a lot going in game one, but nothing going after game one.
I think Oklahoma City had a lot to do with that. Maybe we don't give Billy Donovan a lot of credit, but for the way that he coaches his teams defensively. And it's just that they've got to buy in. And I don't think that you could buy in over the course of an 82-game season, but it's really possible to flip it into that other gear for the postseason. And I think that we saw that from the Thunder. I think the Thunder did a lot this season from what I've seen the Cleveland Cavaliers do, and that's just kind of evaluate the regular season, determine whether you have 100% in you night in and night out, or you need to step back. And that's why Oklahoma State falls into that they were the three seed, correct?
Yeah.
So I mean they fall to the three seed. Of course they've got two historically great teams in front of them, but maybe they got to fly under the radar a little bit, and we tapered off a little bit of that is Durant leaving talk throughout this, and we're just letting them play basketball, and it's actually a lot of fun. And I think that series with the Golden State Warriors is just going to be a ton of fun. I think that we're going to see that series go back and forth a little bit.
Six or seven is what I'm thinking. Steven Adams, man. I mean, what can we say about this guy? He is literally the heart and soul of that team, to be honest with you. He takes a lot of charges. He gets a lot of big dunks at big times. He gets that defensive or offensive rebound to create another possession or obviously steal a possession away from the other guys. I think he's one of those unsung heroes, to be honest with you. The guy is a tough dude, and I don't think anybody wants to run into him.
He's becoming a household name, and when you really think about it, he's the best big left in the playoffs. It's with the injuries to some of the challengers in the East, Cleveland doesn't really have a true five, and Golden State, you know the story with them. They've got some guys that play center, but they don't have anybody that you can really match up with Steven Adams. It's going to be interesting to see how they attack that angle in the Western Conference Finals.
Just thinking about something you said, and it's kind of crazy how things can change so much in a year. Timothy Mozgov used to be that guy that LeBron liked to have in the game and run with, and the dude can't even get on the floor anymore. They're going with Channing Frye. You know, they're going with that big that can shoot the three ball. The game has changed so much, Jeff. It's crazy.
Yeah, you need that space. I mean, I think that a guy like Shaquille O'Neal or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar would still dominate down there, and there'd be nobody that could check them in today's game. I mean, there really hasn't been any since either of them stopped playing, other than each other, perhaps. But it is a different game, and there's spacing, and the game belongs to the slashing guard and the slashing wing, and then the rest of the team just has to basically play a role. I mean, it's nice to have that second slasher like LeBron had with Wade in Miami, and hopes to have at a full capacity with Kyrie Irving one day.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, the bottom line is OKC definitely showed me a lot different side than I actually thought that they were capable of. And it has more to do with Russell Westbrook realizing that he's a distributor. He doesn't always have to score, but what it does by him being that distributor, it opens up his offense even more if you think about it, because he becomes this double, triple threat guy to pass, shoot, drive, score himself. And now he's looking for others to get them involved. I mean, the guy could really be one of the best players in the league if he goes about it in this type of way more often than not. Because, again, he's going to get his on the offense, Jeff. Now he's going to get everybody else involved. And he very quietly leads the whole NBA playoffs in assists. He averages over 10 a game. So the truth is keep that sort of mentality where you're really trying and making an effort to get everybody else involved, because all that does for Russell is open up more of his offensive game. But he's got to realize that, and I think he has turned the corner. It'll be interesting to see whether or not they continue the same type of play against Golden State, because truth be told, Golden State has guys that are going to knock down shots. San Antonio didn't. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the difference. Golden State has four or five guys that can knock down shots, and they're going to knock down shots. So how does OKC respond to that? Does Russell revert back to his old ways, or does he stay and believe in his teammates and have the confidence that they can get it done? That's the real question.
Boy, he really keeps them honest on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah. You know, he uses the assist almost like a quarterback uses the play action pass. You know, you run to set up the pass, and I think that you distribute to set up your own offense on a personal level if you're Russ Westbrook, and if the shots are falling for you, because you're getting open looks because defenses are playing you honestly to the passing lanes, you're going to get yours, and that's going to be a good thing for Oklahoma City at the end of the day. And you know, lost in all this talk is really Kevin Durant. I think that his impact is going to be bigger on the defensive side of the floor in the Western Conference Finals than it is scoring, because I think that Westbrook kind of runs things on the offensive side. He's not the best player. I think that Durant is clearly the better player, but on that side of the floor, I think that you can let Durant check, one of the better offensive players on the other side of the court.
Oh, there's going to be a lot of interesting matchups. I mean, the bottom line is, you know, we're talking a lot about Westbrook because, truth be told, you know, to me, he has the ball so much all the time. I mean, pretty much all the time he has the ball in his hand. So he's got to make good decisions. Let's be honest. And, you know, Kevin Durant, like you said, defensively was pretty tough against San Antonio after push came to shove. And obviously we know what he can do offensively. So it doesn't matter. You just have to give that guy the ball in the right position, in the right time of the game. And you know that he's going to get you points, free throw shots, create something for somebody else. It's really about those role players. Like Serge Ibaka has to continue to play great defense. He became a better defensive player too on LaMarcus Aldridge as that series went on. So truth be told, everybody has to go out there and play their role. And if they do, we're looking at a 6 or 7 game series.
Dad, do you think that Steph is going to be all the way healthy when this next series starts?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think that he is so spectacular, so special. And, you know, we didn't even get into that, to be honest with you. I wouldn't mind getting into that with you, but not obviously until after we talk to John Poulter. But LeBron and Steph and all that nonsense about, you know, unanimous MVP and whatnot, just go play the game. He was a unanimous MVP. I'm sorry. I hate to say it, but that's the truth. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. On the other side, John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down what's going on in hockey and probably maybe some Major League Baseball. So keep it close. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. All I want is to be left alone
in my average home. Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
And it's chipped out by Carlson. And now a chance. Here's a break. And it's Ginn. Scores. This place is going crazy in San Jose.
From the faceoff, Nashville plays it out to center. And here's a loose puck. It's Couture. Score! Nashville on a 2-on-2. No shorthanded goals in this series. And here's the steal. Weber's caught. It's a 4-on-1. Back the other way. Shot and stop. Fisher, Neal, Wilson with Yossi and Weber, but it's a 2-on-1. Patrick Marleau back from Couture, score!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. In case you didn't know, that was some Nashville Predators and San Jose Sharks highlights from that series, which was pretty interesting, to be honest with you, because the home team won every game on their home ice, which we all know does not happen that much in sports in general, but definitely not in NHL playoff hockey. So let's bring in our expert on this stuff, John Poulter. John, good morning, man. How are you?
Morning, Andy. Good morning, Jeff. Doing real well, thanks. How about the two of you?
You know, I'm doing great. You and I kind of chatted here and there on Twitter about some of this hockey stuff going on, and you gave me some props about the San Jose Sharks and whatnot. But truth be told, that was a real fantastic series. Like I said, both teams won every game on their home ice, which is a real rarity these days in NHL hockey.
You know, when you consider why that team is playing at home in Game 7 and that they win four games over the three, you know, sometimes it's just that you are the better team and you just happen to win those games where you're comfortable and you happen to be one game better and the truth comes out over a seven-game series.
Maybe, John?
Yeah, I kind of see both points. You know, looking at where we are right now after two complete rounds and one game of the third round, 72 playoff games, and it's right smack on 500, 36 home wins, 36 road wins, with the majority of the road wins coming in the Western Conference, which, of course, is where Nashville and San Jose play. It's hard to figure out. A team plays 82 hard games over a six-month-plus season to gain home ice advantage, and you have to start to wonder just whether it's worth it. And once again, we've seen the President's Trophy winner and the other conference winner eliminated before we get to the finals. So you have to wonder if some teams have perhaps done it the wrong way, and San Jose might be a classic example of doing it the right way, because over the course of the season, they were a much better team away from San Jose than they were at home. So that might make for the St. Louis series to be a very interesting series. I think either way you look at it, that's going to be like two heavyweights going at it. We got two strong physical teams that know each other quite well, two really good coaches, two solid teams. I can see that being a six or another seven-game series. I think we're in for some fun in terms of watching that series.
Yeah, Sharks and Blues get underway, obviously, later tonight, game one of that series. And then, like you said, the Lightning and Penguins have already started that series. Lightning get the game one victory. And I'll be honest, man, that was somewhat crazy when you think about all the injuries that took place. So what's going to happen? I mean, Pittsburgh looked great, but all of a sudden, the Lightning have a 1-0 lead.
Yeah, Tampa's been an odd team. You know, everybody's been critical of them having two fairly, quote, easy opponents in the first two rounds in the Red Wings and the Islanders. But they beat two pretty good teams. They've done well. And we're now at that stage where Tampa Bay is still playing without Anton Stralman and Steven Stamkos, two of its best players. And here they go into Pittsburgh, a team that's on a real good streak when the series starts. And they take that game fairly easily, and also in a game where they lose their first-string goaltender to what looks like it might be a nasty, lengthy injury, although he is listed as day-to-day.
Yeah, and I mean, the truth is, I was watching the game when it all happened. The backup they brought in looked pretty darn good, first of all, but has a ton of experience in Russia and whatnot and internationally. So how big is that?
It's big and it's not big. He did get some experience last year when Bishop had that pulled groin in the finals against Chicago, and he acquitted himself well. And as you point out, a lot of experience in Russia. And while we don't see any Russian games here in North America on TV, so we're not really that familiar with the quality of play, you know that in this day and age, any athlete that comes out of Russia is well-schooled, well-trained, and has a great deal of experience. The Russians don't allow anybody to represent them that hasn't been well-schooled and well-trained in any sport.
So, go ahead, Jeff.
You know, the Lightning have listed Ben Bishop as day-to-day with a lower body injury. How much is that of that is gamesmanship, and could he be day-to-day into the month of June?
Yeah, he could be. I mean, it's a phrase that I think Pat Quinn started when he was coaching the Toronto Maple Leafs, and he didn't want to be specific about where an injury was, because when the player came back, he didn't want the opposition targeting the particular area where the player was injured. And lower body injury could be anything from a broken little toe to a broken leg to a pulled groin to a sprained knee to a twisted kneecap. It could be almost anything. So it is partly gamesmanship. It also takes some pressure off them in terms of rushing him back. If they say it's day-to-day, they can quite honestly sit in front of the press and say, well, we've examined him and he's not ready for today, so we'll look at it again tomorrow. I think a lot of it's gamesmanship, but a lot of it also is not revealing your weaknesses to the opposition. And when you get down to the last four, you're playing a pretty good team regardless of how that team got there.
Hey, so with it being these final four, how off is this in your estimation as to what you thought was going to happen? We have the Sharks and the Blues. We have the Lightning and the Penguins. How off is this, or is this kind of what you expected?
It's 50-50. The West is nothing close to what I imagined. I imagined that the Kings, Anaheim, and Chicago would be two of the three teams in the finals. I anticipated that one of those three teams would get knocked out in the second round, and the other two would be facing each other in the Western final. The East, totally off the map. Tampa Bay did not have a great season. They came on strongly at the end, and they played very well, certainly after both Stroman and Stamkos were out of the lineup, and that's taking two very good players out of a pretty good team. Pittsburgh started out very slowly, made a coaching change around the turn of the year, and all of a sudden became a much better hockey club. And I would have said that probably Washington and maybe the Rangers would have been my pick early in the tournament, but Tampa Bay and Pittsburgh have come along. They've played well. They deserve to be there. So I would say that the East is a bit of a surprise, but the West is a huge surprise.
John, would you say that Ovechkin might be turning into the Clayton Kershaw of the National Hockey League? You know, great career. You can't question it. Great regular seasons all the time, but just can't get those caps over the hump.
Yeah, to some extent, Jeff, that's a pretty good analogy. I was chatting with a good friend of mine during the game that Washington was eliminated, and they came back in the game, but at one point they were down 3-0, and Ovechkin was playing long shifts. He was playing very much as a puck hog. And the comment I made to my buddy was that, you know, he's trying to score a hat trick every time he touches the puck, and it's much like a baseball player trying to hit a Grand Slam home run with nobody on base because his team is behind. I think the guy was just trying too hard. He's certainly a great talent, but, you know, it's not a one-man team. Washington does need some tweaking. I don't think they need to rip that thing down, but I do think they need to tweak it a little bit in order to be a top team again next year.
Maybe a little bit like Russell Westbrook from the NBA to a certain degree, who is always trying to go out there and, you know, get his offense and whatnot, and not necessarily getting everybody else involved. It takes away from what the team does, but if a guy can figure that out, well, we see the result for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They got past the San Antonio Spurs because a guy kind of changed what he does and how he goes about his business. So, look, at certain times you need that star to step up, but you also at times need that star to get everybody else involved and make them better as well. So, you know what? You got to say he's a great player, like you said, but also you just got to question whether or not he trusts his teammates enough.
I think he just tries too hard, and I think he feels the pressure of being the go-to guy, and he's been compared to Sidney Crosby since the two of them came in the league. I think as players, they respect each other a great deal, but as individuals, I don't think they like each other that much. So I guess Crosby's had a little bit more success, both on a team basis and on an international basis. So I think Ovechkin probably feels a little bit slighted.
Hey, John, do you got a couple more minutes to spend with us and talk some baseball on the other side?
Yeah, I'd love to. And I'd also like to touch on a sad situation in the English Premier League this morning. I know we don't talk soccer very often, but this was pretty important.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get to the security issue, I believe, is what you're talking about. So, and they postponed that game or whatever. So I agree. We'll get to that. John Poulter, professor of sports, going to hang with us for a little bit longer. Just broke down the NHL hockey situation in the playoffs, and now we'll get into some Major League Baseball on the other side. Keep it close. Jeff Rich, Dorfman, Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Lost my heart.
One topic that should never go out of style is recycling. I'm Danny Lipford with tips for today's homeowner. Stay tuned and we'll talk about why it's important and how you can help right after this.
Since 1774, Ames Lawn and Garden Tools have been built the same way America was, with passion and purpose. Ames Tools are created using only hand-selected hardwoods, forged steel, and a determination to make these tools better than anyone. With Ames Tools, there's nothing nature can dole out that you can't handle, because these are the tools that get the job done right. Whether you're in the backyard or the back 40, that's not just Ames in your hands, that's America.
There are lots of facets to this idea of living a more environmentally friendly life, conserving energy, conserving water, using materials from sustainable sources, and the one I like best is recycling. One of the labels you often see on recycled goods is post-consumer recycling. This is one of the greenest forms of recycling because the material has served its purpose. Paper, cardboard, aluminum cans, or plastic bottles. But instead of clogging a landfill somewhere, it's being reused. We're saving landfill space, saving the energy used to acquire the raw materials, and saving the materials themselves. So make the decision to recycle at home and look for that post-consumer label when you're shopping for new items. If we contribute a little now, we'll all win in the long run. I'm Danny Lippard with tips for today's homeowner.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with Geico. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite Geico video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippins shared a princess nickname generator, three pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and two online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of? Claire, your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you could save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It is Dorf on Sports. This is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Hanging out with John Poulter, a professor of sports, just got done breaking down the NHL hockey playoff situation. Now we're going to shift gears and talk some Major League Baseball. John, I want to start right here. And I have a couple things I want to get out. But this one I want to start with, and it's this Bryce Harper kid. Obviously, he served the suspension. The Nats get blown out. But I'm starting to wonder if I like this guy. And truth be told, I love the way he plays baseball. But I'm not so sure I like the way he handles situations. And obviously, I'm talking about the situation with the umpire, him making it a point to go out after the game where he was already kicked out of the game to come back and scream obscenities at this umpire. I think it, you know what, to a certain degree, I like the fire. Okay, I get it. And it was a bad call. He had every right to be upset about it. But again, there is a certain way that you handle yourself and you go about things. Does Bryce Harper get it, or does he not get it, John?
I think he's still a little immature. Probably a classic example of a kid with a huge load of talent, doing very well, a unanimous MVP, but still 22, 23 years old, has really never had to work all that hard at anything that he's done. It's always come very successfully to him and very easily to him. I don't want to compare him with Johnny Manziel because...
I had a weird feeling you were going to say that. You know, that's crazy. I was just... Honestly, I thought you were going to go there. That's awesome.
Well, the variable there is the ability to play the game.
I was just going to say, yeah, we all know each other too well that we probably know how each other thinks. We've been working together so long, but... I think, Harper has proved that he can play. With all due respect to Manziel, and I know this is going to hurt Jeff, he hasn't really proven that he can do anything. But, you know, quite frankly, he hasn't been playing with the best football team. So maybe it's a little bit of an apple and an orange. But I think Harper's a step ahead of Manziel in terms of the brains department. But it's a little bit disappointing. But on the other hand, if he was not the guy that made the comment from the dugout... You have to kind of feel for him, but you know if he was wrongly identified, then you know I do feel for him. But you know to your point, there's a way of dealing with it, and going out and hollering at the umpire is not the right way of dealing with it. And quite frankly, if the umpire was wrong, all Harper did was bring himself down to the umpire's level of professionalism, which was not the right thing to do. But at the end of the day, he does seem to find himself in hot water more often than not. I sided with him big time when he had the incident with Papelbon. I still think Papelbon was the instigator there. I still think Papelbon was 100% wrong, plus he was the new guy on the team. But like you, I'm starting to wonder whether Mr. Harper gets it or doesn't get it. And if he doesn't get it, it's a huge shame because, boy, he's just a huge talent. He might be, along with Trout, he might be the best player in the game today.
Yeah. Go ahead, Jeff.
That situation's a little like the usual suspects, you know. Somebody, you know, there's a stick up in Queens or something, and you're going to call in the, you know, the guys that you think did it. And when you look to that Nats dugout, who's the hothead? Who's the problem? I personally think that Bryce Harper is going to grow into a mature baseball player, and we're gonna laugh all this off. It's going to seem like a silly part of the past, you know, 4 or 5 years down the road. I do want to ask about Max Scherzer's performance against Detroit, though.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost like we look at how rare the error is with the 20 strikeout crowd. You know, Clemens is in there twice. You got Randy Johnson, and you know now Scherzer joins the club. Of course, Kerry Wood with the Chicago Cubs as well. You know, when he was 20 years old, but 20 strikeouts is quite the feat when you consider how many perfect games have been thrown and how nobody's been able to get to 21.
Yeah, I saw the last inning of that game on Major League Baseball tonight. The MLB Network cut into it when he was getting close to the record, and it was pretty amazing. And I think part of the issue, too, is that in this day and age where we see so many specialists, we don't see a player often get the opportunity to throw a complete game. I think there's been 15 or 16 so far this year in the majors, which is not a huge percentage of the games that are played. So I think on that basis, we're going to see it less and less. And, you know, obviously if you pitch a complete game, you're going to get 20 strikeouts. That's only seven outs that were got in another manner. If you don't throw nine innings and you throw 24 to 24 batters, you've got an even lesser chance of doing it. So I think it is a feat that we should sit back and admire. I don't think we're going to see it all that often. I think we may see it again. I think a guy like Kershaw is more than capable of going out and doing it. But, yeah, it was pretty awesome. I think he threw 119 pitches and 96 of them were strikes. I mean, that's dealing whichever way you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That's literally putting everything right across the plate and giving guys opportunities to hit it, and they just can't do it. But, you know, we talked a little bit about Harper, and I had a direction I wanted to go from there. And then we got sidetracked with the Scherzer thing, which is fine, to be honest with you, because I wanted to go there too. But now I want to go back to something, because you have the young guy in Harper who we're seeing all these issues with as he's coming through the ranks and whatnot. And now we have Big Poppy, who has decided to retire, but his season this year has been just ridiculous. Did he maybe call it quits too soon, John? Yes or no? Or is he leaving at the right time? And do the Red Sox, are they using that to fuel what they do? Watched the game yesterday with them in Houston, came back and won that game in dramatic fashion. But are they using it maybe as a little bit of fuel to their fire, Big Poppy and his final season?
Yeah, somewhat. But on Ortiz's situation, I think any athlete wants to go out on top, and he wants to go out on a good team, having a good season. A long ways to know whether he goes out winning the World Series or not, but I think every athlete is always afraid that they play 1 year too long. And when you get to be his age and his size, and the fact that he's the type of athlete whose body may break down fairly quickly, and as a DH, he's a fairly one-dimensional player, you have to wonder whether he's going to go from being a star to a bench warmer very, very quickly. We've seen it happen before. Maybe he won't get to go out like Peyton Manning did with a respected career winning a championship. But I think it's important to a guy like Ortiz that he goes out on his own terms. And, you know, one of the other things I wanted to talk about, too, is that I'm not a big Ortiz fan for a lot of reasons. Obviously, the fact that he plays for the Boston Red Sox and I'm a Toronto Blue Jay guy has something to do it. But if you haven't seen the video of what he did for that young kid from that six-year-old kid with some pretty serious health issues from Cheyenne, Wyoming this week, that's very heart-tugging. It's on the MLB Network. It's probably on Google by now. That is a great story, and my hat goes off to him for what he did there, regardless of what I think of him as a Boston Red Sox.
Yeah, I mean, look, unfortunate to have some unhappiness with him, but great to see that he does do some really positive things out there in the community and whatnot, and changing people's lives, to be honest with you. But hey, let's keep going with this baseball, obviously, and the Cubs. We got to talk about them a little bit. I mean, the year they're having is absolutely ridiculous. Could they win 120 games? I guess that's the question.
Well, if you look at the stats, certainly they're on a pace to do that. They're playing 771 baseball after Saturday's games, and that's 125 wins if they keep it up for the rest of the season. I think it's going to be tough simply because of the division that they play in. I mean, Cincinnati and Milwaukee seem to be sort of both falling away from the other three teams, and the Cardinals are doing their best to hang on. But certainly in terms of the Pirates, they're going to play a lot of games against the Pirates and the Cardinals, and those are two tough teams. It's going to be hard for them, I think, to win 120, but I can certainly see them winning 110. For some reason or other, they're scoring a lot of runs, and they're not giving up very many runs, and they're getting good pitching. So you look at it from that standpoint, and that's usually a pretty good recipe for success. So I think we're certainly looking at 100 wins, unless they get another major injury. You know, they've survived one already, so who knows? But
On that note, when you bring up injury, I look at the Cubs starting rotation and Arrieta, Lester, Lackey. That's pretty solid. But when you look at the back end of the rotation and you're considering Hamill and Hendricks, you know, who are good pitchers in their own right, but when you think about pitching in October, I think that the Cubs probably want to go after one more starting arm that they could put in that top three or top four, just in case there's an injury to the top three, so you don't have Hamill throwing an important playoff game.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. We know that the fourth and fifth, the fifth guy for sure doesn't pitch in the postseason, and the fourth guy pitches sparingly, depending on how long it takes a team to finish off a series. But I agree with you. I can see them going after another arm.
Like a Carlos Carrasco?
Yeah, I can see them doing that, and I can see them being able to do it because, A, they've got the cash to pay the guy, and, B, they've got the farm system to give a team prospects for somebody that they want. So it's possible, yeah.
Hey, let me ask you this, John. Looking at the National League East, that may be the most competitive division throughout the whole year. Miami Marlins are still above 500. I'm kind of shocked on that, to be honest with you. But truth be told, you got four baseball teams that are playing above 500, and I don't think there's any other division that can say that.
No, that's true. And the Marlins surprised me a little bit, Andy, but quite frankly, the one that's really shocked me is the Philadelphia Phillies.
Yeah.
Did anybody see them at 22-15, a game behind the Washington Nationals? And that's a great story, too, from Pete McCannon's standpoint. Here's a guy that's 64, 65 years old, getting his first shot as a full-time major league manager, toiled in the minors and the majors as a bench coach, interim manager with some pretty nasty teams for pretty close to 30 years. And here he is all of a sudden with his chance on the big stage, and he's a game behind the Washington Nationals. So I think that's a great story as well.
Hey, yeah, I mean, look, the bottom line is we want to see competitive divisions, and that one is being very competitive thus far. Hey, I know you had something you wanted to get out about the Premier League stuff, so go ahead and get that out.
Yeah, we don't talk about soccer much on this show, and certainly we don't talk about the British League. But before we chatted this morning, I was following on the BBC network a pretty sad situation that is pretty near and dear to my heart because of where I grew up and the team that I support. Old Trafford in Manchester was evacuated full stadium 20 minutes before the kickoff because of a bomb threat. That's 76,000 people. They had them out of the stadium in about 35 minutes, from what I understand. Bomb squad has been called. There's police there. There's dog sniffers there. They're going through the stadium. Nobody has been hurt, which is the best news. The game has been postponed. They're talking about playing it tomorrow behind closed doors, but you know, whether you like Manchester United or you don't like Manchester United, it's a very sad story. Old Trafford is one of the icons. It would be similar to somebody trying to blow up Fenway Park or Wrigley Field or Lambeau Field or Maple Leaf Gardens. It's one of the true historic places in terms of British soccer. The good news is nobody has been hurt, and things will go forward. But it's a pretty sad situation when we have to abandon a game for something as silly as that.
Absolutely. Well said, John. I really appreciate you taking time out with us today, obviously talking hockey, and then this segment, obviously a lot of baseball. So have a great day. We'll catch up next week with you.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Have a great week, and look forward to next weekend.
Great stuff from John Poulter, our professor of sports, breaking down NHL hockey and obviously, Major League Baseball. He does a fantastic job for us. That's why he continues to be with us. But in general, really does a great job for us, so we love it. Keep it close. One final segment here on the program for this hour. It is Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hardway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
And it's chipped out by Carlson. And now a chance. Here's a break. And it's in. Scores. This place is going crazy in San Jose.
From the faceoff, Nashville plays it out to center. And here's a loose puck. It's Couture. Score. Nashville on a 2-on-2. No shorthanded goals in this series. And here's the steal. Weber's caught. It's a 4-on-1. Back the other way. Shot. And stop. Rebound. Scores.
Fisher, Neil, Wilson with Yossi and Weber, but it's a 2-on-1. Patrick Marleau back from Couture, scores!
All righty, everybody. Welcome back. Final segment here of this hour of Dorf on Sports and the Sports Byline USA Radio Network. Just a little bit of the hockey that's been going on for you to kind of get you into the mood of talking sports with us. By the way, I haven't thrown that out there either. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits if you want to get involved. Get at us on Twitter, by Jeff Rich, and at Dorf on Sports. And then obviously check us out here at Sports Byline USA. Jeff, quick hour, man, to be honest with you. Went by pretty fast. Hour number two is on the horizon. We'll have Shane Koenig to talk to about the basketball that's going on. And you and I will be rapping about the rest of the stuff going on in the sports world for about another hour or so, man.
Hey, let me ask you something really quick. Mike Tirico leaves ESPN for NBC Sports, and you have Sean McDonough taking over in the Monday Night Football booth. What do you think of that?
A lot of interesting moves when you think about it in the, the sports world. You also had Skip Bayless. He's moving over to Fox Sports 1. So, yeah, man, a lot of these guys, and Mike Wilbon may be the one that kind of is the most shocking, let's be honest. He's had a really good relationship with ESPN for a long, long time. So I'm somewhat shocked on that one. And McDonough, I mean, look, man, he's going to enjoy it. I think he's going to have a really good time, and it's going to be an interesting and different situation for him. That's going to do it for hour number one. Hour number two on the horizon. He's Jeff Rich. I'm the Dorf Man. It's Dorf on Sports, and this is the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.